Begin the current daf. Mesechtas Menachos daf Kuf Hei. Begin on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. 3 lines up in the bottom of the Amud. Where the Gemara continues to explain the opening Mishnah of our Perek, the 13th Perek, Perek HaReilah Yisaren, which was talking about when a person is donating a mincha, but he's not so specific. Whereas the Mishnah described, if someone says HaReilah Mincha, says I take upon myself to bring a flower offering. So the Tanakhama said, so Yavi Ezu Shayirtz, he can bring whichever one he wants to, where there's 5 different types of Menachos that I mentioned in the Torah regarding a Mincha's Adab. V'chulu, etc. Where the Mishnah brought that Reb Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, Yavi Minchas Aselis has to bring the raw flour offering, because that is the one that he calls Miuchedesh HaBemenacha, is the most distinct one of the flour offerings. So Tanu learned the Braisa that explains what's the reason why Reb Yehuda holds that when you make an unspecified donation of a flour offering, you have to bring a Minchas Aselis. Hayalu Pasach by Akasav Tchilam. Since that's the opening one that the Torah mentions first regarding Minchas Nadava, so when you just say Mincha, and unspecified, the Mincha Aselis is the one that should be brought. However, in this interpretation, the Gemara asks, Elimiatav, if that's the case, then let's apply this to other contexts. Someone says, I take upon myself to bring a totally burnt sacrifice, animal sacrifice, on the Mizbech. So Yavi Ben Bakar, he should bring a young bull. As we continue to talk of Kofem and Av, Tchila, when the Torah mentions Karbanus of Anayla, the first one it mentions is Ben Bakar, the young cattle, the young bull. So that should be the one that a person should have to bring. Menatzayim, when someone says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a Karban Oyla from the Tzayim, from the flock. Yavi Kevis, he should have to bring a lamb and not a goat. Hayla Pasach Ba'akasav Tchila, that's the first one mentioned when it talks about the Kvasim, from the category of sheep. Minna'if, Yavi Tayim, when he says he's giving a bird Karban, it should bring the turtle doves. Hayla Pasach Ba'akasav Tchila, that's the first one mentioned. But if that's the case, Aloma Tanan, why do we learn the Mishnah later on, Kof Zayin Manaf, that says, someone says, Harei Alai Oyla, says, I'm going to take upon myself to bring a Karban Oyla. The Tanakama says, Yavi Kevis, he should bring a lamb. Rabbi Lezman Azariyami says, no, Torah Ben Yoyna, you can bring a turtle dove or a young pigeon. Now, Valei Palag Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree with you. Why? Based on the principle we just explained in his opinion, the first one that it mentions when it says in the Parashas of Avayla is Ben Bakar. So why doesn't he say a third opinion, say, no, not a kevis, not Torah Ben Yoyna, but rather Ben Bakar? So rather says the Gemara, a different interpretation. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says that it's the most distinct one of the flour offerings, when he just says mincha, stam, unspecified, it's a mincha seilis, is the lesle shem levai, because it doesn't have any secondary name. It's the only flour offerings that just literally called mincha, because it's just flour. Whereas the other menachas all have an accompanying name. This is called Michas Machavas, Michas Marcheshes, Michas Mafi, which are the types of vessels that they use to be baked in or fried in. This is just raw flour. And since it's just purely a mincha, when someone says, I'm going to bring a mincha, it means, according to Behuda, the Michas Seilis. Now, however, in this interpretation, as the Gemara, but Vatana, but the Tana the Braisa, Hailu Pasach by Akas of Tchilakama. That's not the Tana the Braisa says. Tana Braisa says, since it's the one that the Pasach opens up with. So you see, that's the reason of Behuda, which we had difficulty with, because then why doesn't he disagree in that Mishnah Kav Zayin Amud Aleph? Says the Gemara Nahochikam, and this is what the Tana of the Braisa is saying. He's identifying, it's not giving the reason, not the rationale, saying, Ezehu Mincha, what is the flower offering that Rabbi Yehuda calls Miuchedesh HaBemenachos, that's the most distinct one of the flower offerings? What's the reason? The reason is, like we explained, the Lesle Shem Levi, because it doesn't have an accompanying name. But the Braisa is just identifying which one is that. Zusha Pasach by Akasav Tchil, it's the one that the Pasach opens up with, which is the Mincha Seilis. Now the Gemara asks, well, Pshita, if the Braisa is only identifying, obviously, Mincha Seilis Kamer. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the words in the Mishnah, he says explicitly that he's referring to the Mincha Seilis. Why would the Braisa have to identify it by saying it's the one that the Pasach opens up with? So the Gemara, you're right, Simana Ba'alma. The Tana of the Braisa was just giving a sign, a mnemonic, to recall for one's learning not to make an error and to think, hey, which was the one? I know Rabbi Yehuda says if you say a mincha stam, you should bring one of them. Which one is it? The Tana of the Braisa gives you a sign to recall. It's the one, which is easy to remember that idea, the first one mentioned in the pasuk, which is the one, the mincha seilis. But it's not the rationale. Rationale is she'en l'shem levai. That's what he means, that it's miuchedesh shebemenachos. Therefore, it's the most distinct, pure, just mincha. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bring that one. Now the Mishnah continued and said that mincha, if someone says he's going to bring a flour offering, or minhat mincha, or a type of the flour offering, b'chulu, similar to like the halachas that the Mishnah was discussing before regarding the quantity, since you said in the singular, like the Mishnah opened up, which says I'm going to bring any sarin, which is one, so you bring one flour offering here of two. When you said a mincha, or a type of a mincha, which is in the singular, you bring one. But then the Mishnah continued and says, but let's say he says that you're going to bring min menachos, or menachos, he's saying in the plural, so you bring two of one type, which we said there's many different types. but you bring two of one type, since you said the min, which is one type, but menachas, you said in plural. Now, relating to this halacha, bayra papa, he had the question, what's if it's, let's say, the opposite? We said that min ha menachas, so min is singular, so it's one type, but menachas is plural, so you bring two of one type. If you say min ha mincha, singular in both, the type and the quantity, so you bring one of one type. But Rav Papa had a question, let's say minei mincha, mahu. What's halacha if in the types, that wording he used in the plural, minei types, but when he discussed the quantity, the mincha, he said one, he said singular, not menachas. Mahu, what's halacha? Because seemingly that's contradictory. Because if it's plural, and even of different types, it should have said minei menachas, or min menachas, that would be two of one type. But here he's saying minei mincha, what's the halacha? So the Gemara explains. Kimin da'amar minei, since he said types, so tarti kam is obviously talking about two, because it's even two of two types. So obviously it's at least two, and it'll be two of two types. Now, umay mincha, then what's he saying minei mincha? He should have said minei menachas. Oh, that's not difficult, because the kula menachas nami mincha mikarian. We find all the flower offerings together, which is plural, are called in the singular mincha. Except like we have a pasuk says in Vayikra, it says v'zei teres mincha, in Parashat Tzav, says this is the law of the mincha, and this is going on all the menachas mentioned over there. So we see that although we're talking about a plurality, but you could call the plural in that singular term of mincha. And therefore, when he's saying mini mincha, he means two types of menachas, which there's two of them. Maybe, no. Since ultimately he said a flower offering, a singular. So he's bringing one flower offering. Then, what does he mean when he says the plural of mine, types of flower offering? What he meant to say was, from the types of flower offerings that there are, I'm going to bring one flower offering, but he's only going to bring one and not two. That's Rav Papa's question. How do we interpret and translate when he says mine mincha? Plural, singular, exactly in that way. Because when we said min menachas, we understand what that means, like we said. It says menachas means plural, many type, many quantity, but one type. But here, what would that mean? It says the Gemara Tashma, let's make a raya from the halacha of our Mishnah. Mishnah said, as we quoted before, when he says, I'm going to bring a mincha, flower offering, or min mincha, which we already explained how to understand this, that's one type of one flower offering. So, yavi achas, so I'll bring one, because min is one, and mincha is one. Now, but the inference is, ha mine mincha, let's say it didn't say min mincha, it says mine mincha, because the Mishnah is only saying min, if it would say even mine mincha would be one, so it should have said a bigger chiddush. It said only min mincha is one. So the inference is, but mine mincha is shtayim, would be two. So that's the answer to the question. We see that case of Rav Papa, of mine mincha, is two menachas. Says the Gemara, no, aim a sefer. Look at the next case of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, if he says, I'm going to bring menachas, which is plural, or min menachas, a type of plural of menachas, yavishtayim, he brings two, which we said two of one type. Now, hamine mincha, but the inference is, if you didn't say the word mincha in plural, you only said in the singular, then you would bring only chada, because the Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush, not just menachas is going to be two, but even if you just said the word mine, but you said the word mincha, even in that way, you'd still bring two, obviously, because the word mincha would be only one. So the Gemara Elam Holak Elam Ashman, obviously you can't defer from the Mishnah because it's contradictory inferences from the case of mincha and min mincha, in contrast to the case of menachas or min menachas. So the Gemara says Tashma to bring a right from a Braisa. The Braisa says min menachas alai. Someone says a type, which is one type, many of those menachas I take upon myself to bring. So the minimum is yavishtei menachas min minachad. He brings two menachas from the same type because that resolves both terminologies. The min, he said in the singular, which is one type, but the quantity, he said in the plural. Now, the inference is, ha-mimine mincha, but when he says from types of mincha, that would be chada, that would be only one. Because here he's saying, min menaches, that's two. But if you say, mimine mincha, that would sound like there's only going to be chada, it's going to be one. So, no, dilma maybe, as we've been saying all along, ha-mine mincha, when you say, like Rav Papa's case of mine mincha, maybe shte menachas mishne minin. That then you'll actually bring two menachas from two types. Because the word mine is indicating two, which are two types. And the word mincha would also be two. Why two? Isn't that singular? No, like we said before, like it says in the pasuk, but zeis teres mincha, which although it says mincha, is going on all the different types of menachas. So you're right. The inference of the case of the Braisa, it's only when it's telling you that you're going to bring two menachas, is when you say menaches, but that's only because of one type. But yeah, the inference is that the case of mina mincha is different. It's not because it's different because it's going to be only one because it says mincha. No, it's going to be two menaches from two types. Because there it says mina and not just min. And therefore, it doesn't prove to us that it's only going to be one. Maybe it's going to be two, just it's a different case because it can be from two different types. But the Gemara still asks, but v'holi tani hachi. But and we don't learn like this in the Braisa. The Braisa seems to clearly counter-indicate what we're trying to say. The Braisa says, min menaches alive. Someone says, a type of flower offerings is upon me. So like the previous Braisa said, maybe shtei menaches min menechad, you bring two flower offerings from one type. So originally we wanted to say, okay, fine. That's because, yeah, you'll bring two, but two from one type, but our case we're discussing is two from two different types. But continues this Braisa says, mine menaches alive. Here it says plural on both, in the type and in the quantity. Types of flower offerings is upon me. Oh, that's what the Braisa says. Maybe shtei menaches mishnei minin. So you bring two flower offerings from two different types. Ha-minei mincha, but the inference here seems to be clear. But if you said only minei mincha, not minei menaches, then it would be chad, it would be only one flower offering, not two. Because then the Braisa wouldn't say minei menaches, it would have just said minei mincha. So the Gemara says, you're right. This Braisa seems to clearly answer a puppet's question that it would be only one. But Dilma, maybe this that we're making the inference from this Braisa, that if it was Mine Mincha would be only one. Maybe Hamani, maybe who's this Tana the Braisa? It's Reb Shimon. It's going like Reb Shimon. Where yes, according to him, you could resolve the two different terminologies that is talking about two different types in one Mincha. So yes, then in Mine Mincha, you'll bring only one Mincha. Now, why? How could you have two types in one Mincha? Oh, because Reb Shimon is the Amma, he's the one who says, Mechza chalas and mechza rikikin yavi. There's two types of mechas mafe, of baked menachas. There's the loaves, and then there's the wafers. Now, as we're going to quote shortly from the opinion of the Rabbanan, generally that means to say, you bring 10 loaves of the mincha, whichever one it is. But it has to be 10 of either chalas or rikikin. Shimon holds, you could bring 5 of this type, and 5 of that type to be together as one mincha of a type of mafe. And therefore, according to him, umay mine mincha. So what does it mean, types of one mincha? You know what that means? Mincha de is betray mini. There is one flower offering that has two types in it. So therefore, since that would make sense, there's no reason for us to say it's two different menachas. Because the word mincha definitely, in the more literal translation, means one. It's just, our question was, when it wouldn't make sense. We said, okay, so maybe then you could say the word mincha means plural like we find in the pasuk in Parashat Tzav. So therefore, aval rabbanon, but according to the rabbanon, who they don't hold that you could have one mincha from two different types, because they say mechza chalsa mechza kikin loyavi. They don't hold that you could split it up. You're always going to have to bring one mincha from one type. So that was what we wanted to say, and maybe the question is still out on that. That maybe shtei menaches mishnei minin. Maybe when you say mine mincha, you would be bringing, because you say the word mine, and mincha could mean plural, that you bring two menaches from two different types, and therefore the question is not resolved from this braisa, because that could be like Reb Shimon, who, yeah, according to him, mine mincha definitely would make sense to say, to have the most ultimate translation of the words, that it means one mincha of two types, which would be mechzer kikin and mechzer chalas. That you wouldn't be able to say like that, maybe we would still be able to say that you'd bring two types of two menachas. Now the Mishnah continued and said, which we can relate back to the discussion we just had before, that if let's say the person said pirashti, says, I specified what type of a mincha, the any day of my pirashti, but I don't remember which type I specified. So says the Mishnah, Yavi Chamesh Asni has to bring all five types, which we said that there's five types of minchas nadava, and he said, I specify which one. Was it Machbas, Machesha, Sasailis? Doesn't remember which one it was. So since he specified one of them, you have to bring that one. So he has to bring all five out of doubt. Says the Gemara, Mantan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah, that the maximum doubt that there is in this situation is only these five types of menachas and not more. Rabbi says it's the like Reb Shimon, not like the Reb Shimon that we just quoted before. Why? The Reb Shimon, if it's like Reb Shimon, Kivin Dama Mechzachas and Mechzer Kikin Yavi, since he says that it's possible for a person to bring a mincha of half chalas and half rikikin, which that's not necessarily the precise part that the Gemara is saying. It means to say whatever mixture of chalas or rikikin you could do, you could have 9 chalas and 1 wafer, or 9 wafers and 1 chalo and everything in between. So on that says Rabbi Yirmiyah, even inami sovel k'Rabbi Yehuda the Amar, and even if Rabbi Shimon would be lower down in the point we're about to bring, like Rabbi Yehuda, who he said in the Perek Ve'el Menachas of Ayin Vav and Aleph, that Kala Menachas Bo'is Eser, that all the flower offerings are only brought in 10 loaves each, not like Rameh who holds it's even more, but even if he would only hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Ikalisvuka, you would be in doubt, not just of 5 types of menachas, but Arba Esther menachas, with 40 types of menachas. Obviously, he's not the Tana of the Mishnah who says, if you're not sure which mincha you donated, you have to bring only 5 types. According to me, you actually have to bring 14. Where do you get the number 14? So, first of all, there's the Minchas Silas, the Minchas Machavas, the Minchas Macheshas, which says already 3 that maybe he had donated. He doesn't remember which type. Now, in the Minchas Mafe, which there's 2 types in the baked types, there's 11 possible computations of doubt. That, because maybe he had donated only chalas. Now, maybe he had said, I'm going to bring 9 chalas and 1 wafer. Or maybe 8 chalas and 2 wafers. And keep on diminishing the amount of chalas and increasing the amount of rakikin until you have all that maybe were all wafers. You have 11 possibilities. So 11 plus 3 is 14, and therefore because of that, obviously the time of the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, because you wouldn't just have to bring 5, which are all the 5 types, you'd have to bring the 3 types, and then from the 2 remaining, all the different calculations, 1 and 9, 2 and 8, 3 and 7, going through the whole thing, which would make a possible of 14. Abaye Amar, he disagrees. He says, not for the time of Reb Shimon. You could even say the Tana of the Mishnah who says, you only have to bring 5, is even like Reb Shimon. How so? Shaminin lili Reb Shimon d'amo, because we know Reb Shimon says that Maisi, a person could bring 2 flour offerings, 1 of the 10 chalas and 1 of the 10 rikikin, umasni, and he could stipulate, and he could say, which could take care of all the 11 in just 2, if I had donated all of them chalas or all of them rikikin, so the one that I had made as a neder should be for the neder, the other 10 should be nedava. And let's say I said I'm going to bring half of chalas and half of rikikin. So then let the combination of those chalas be according to the nether, and the rikikin according to how much I had made for that nether, and the rest of either one should be for nedava. So even if he had said I'm going to bring 3 of this one and 7 of that one, it's already included in the 10 of this one and 10 of that one. So all you have to do is bring the 3 of Silas and Machvas and Marcheshes, and then the other 2 of chalas and rikikin. Why? Why don't you have to? Because you can bring the 1 mincha, which each mincha has 10 loaves, and then you can stipulate whatever was the nedah will be the nedah, whatever is not will be the nedava. Where do we find these such a principle? At the time, like we learned the braisa, which this is in a braisa tesefta in regarding the zeris, where if someone, let's say, it's a very complicated sugya in Masechtas Nazir, if someone was a nazir and he's not sure, did he become tamei? Did he not become tamei? Additionally, he's not sure if he was a confirmed mitzaira who's tamei, or maybe not that he's tar. So the halacha is that because of all the different calculations about the possibilities, he can only partake of kachim after 60 days. Because as a mitzaira who's tamei, he cannot. Now, on that point, Shimon, he says, continuing on that theme, he says, so lamachris, the day after, meaning 60 days, after the 60 days of when he had become purified from his tzaras, so maybe Ashamai, he brings his carbon Asham, Veloigai Imai, as we continue to Medbeis, and there's a loig of oil that is to bring with it. And Vaiman, he says, and this is the point we're showing that Reb Shimon holds, that you could stipulate and you could say. So therefore, so too over here, you could bring the 10 of, meaning the 1 mincha of the Chalas and the 1 of Rikikin, which each one has 10, and then you could stipulate. And that's the concept we're showing over here, that he says, okay, so just stipulate and say as follows. Imitzairuhu, if he, the person himself, is bringing it as a mitzaira. So Zashama was a loyga. He was a mitzairah and he became purified from it. Now he has to bring an Asham mitzairah, which is the carbon that he brings for his purification of mitzairahs. But it's a loyga, and this is the loyga of oil he has to bring with it. Vim lav, and if not, let's say he was never a confirmed mitzairah. So Asham say, hey, Shalman Adava, let this Asham be as brought as a donated carbon shlam. Because you could bring the same type of animal, it's just to have different designations. Okay, then let it be a shlam. Now, Vaisei Asham, this carbon Asham, which might be an Asham, so toin shchit b'tzav, and has to be slaughtered in the northern part of the Azara like all other carbon ashamas, which are kachi kachim. Additionally, matan b'hainais, you have to go ahead and place it on the right earlobe of this potential mitzayra, because like the halach of asham mitzayra requires it. Usmicha, in addition, because of the other part of the safik, the owner has to lean on the animal before it's slaughtered. Nesachim has to bring the libations, the tenufas chazav b'sheik, has to lift up the breast and the thigh part of the animal, because as astringency as a shlam, because it might be a shlam. And v'nechel lezichri kuhuna liyam v'layla, it's eaten only by the male kahanim and only for one day and one night, because maybe it's an asham, which has those stringencies. Now, so you see the concept that you could stipulate and you could say, Sazoto over here, you don't have to bring 11 more besides those other three. You could bring just two more. And in those two has all those different calculations. You could stipulate whatever it is, it should be calculated for. Like you see, he says the concept over here by this suffix mitzayra. Now, says the Gemara, V'avagav dekom mafrig mar b'shchidus kachim, and although the master qualifies in Masechet Zvachim, which is in the Daf Ayin Vav, the Beis, in Perek Kol Zvachim, b'shnas Arvu, that the Gemara says, well, Eimad Amr B'Shimon, Maisi and Masnik L'Ketchila, when does B'Shimon say this concept that someone could go ahead initially and bring a doubt and stipulate and say, oh, if it should be this, this, and if not, then it should be that? That was only L'Skune Gavra. That was only to rectify the person, like in this situation that we describe, where if we don't do this, if we don't let him bring this Asham Mitzayra Al Tanai on condition, he's never going to be able to partake of Kachim because maybe he is a Mitzayra. We don't know, maybe not, but if he is, he can never partake of Kachim. So to fix a person, we allow this type of stipulation situation. Avaama, but in general, like the Gemara where they brings in Zvachim, where it's talking about when the carbon ashram gets mixed up with a carbon shlam. Where B'Shimon says over there, you have to eat all those mixed up karbanas, like the stringent element of them, which is they all have to be eaten for one day and one night, like an ashram, and they additionally all require smicha nesachim, because it might be a shlam. On that, says the Gemara, B'Shimon hold, that's dievet in. That's only after the fact. Okay, what are we going to do? They got mixed together, so let's do it and stipulate it. But like a tchil Allah, initially you're not allowed to do that. So how can we go ahead and compare this opinion of Reb Shimon, where here it's not l'skun negavra, here it's just regarding, we're not sure his monetary element about what he had mixed up, what type of mincha he said he's going to bring. So maybe initially now go ahead and stipulate, and you actually have to go bring 14 types. Not like we're trying to resolve him with the opinion of the Mishnah that you only have to bring 5. And that says the Gemara, no, because hani mili gabi shlam. When did we limit the permissibility of Reb Shimon's of Masni v'Amar, of stipulating and saying, that was only regarding like that case of the shlam that got mixed with the asham, because the kumamayit bachilasin, because that's problematic to go ahead and initially do that, because you're diminishing the amount of time you could eat it, because maybe that carbon really is a shlam. And the time you're allowed to eat a shlam is for 2 days and one night. Now, since we're treating it like an asham, which could only be eaten for 1 day and one night, so then after that 1 day and one night, the leftover is going to be burnt, it's going to come out, davlu kachum lebeis absul, that you had brought a carbon to being invalidated inappropriately, because it's not really the time if it's really a shlam. So that's what we said, that's only b'diyev and alak etchila. Abmanachas, but like these flour offerings where they all have the same amount of time, how much it can be eaten, I feel like etchila, then even initially, like we said, you could even say that you could go ahead and be masni v'amar, and therefore, like the Gemara had said, you could even say the halacha of our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, that you don't have to bring 14, you could even bring 5, and just be masni v'amar and say, whatever the cheshben is in those chalas and rekikin, if those were the types that I had brought, which I could go ahead and bring 3 of that, 7 of that, 4 of that, and 6 of that, let it be. I'm just bringing 10 of this and 10 of that, which is two types, and whatever the cheshbon will be, whatever the calculation will be, it will be, and therefore it could even be like Reb Shimon. However, the Gemara continues asking, Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye. So you're telling me, Reb Shimon, the Amar, Mechtze Chalas, U'Mechtze Rekikin Yavi. You're telling me that the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, who says you can bring one mincha, half of the loaves, which are baked, and half of the wafers, which are baked. Now, for example, like we said, that he stipulates, and you combine the challahs from this isar and the flour, whatever the amount was vowed, and the rekikin from this isar and whatever amount was vowed. Now, however, says Rav Papa, the problem is, hakamaisi isarin echad mishnei isarin. You're essentially bringing one flour offering, one isarin, from two different isarinas. You're taking a little bit of this one and a little bit of that one. And then you're mixing these two flour offerings together. The problem is, this person only vowed to bring one mincha, to bring one isarin. And here you're bringing one isarin from two different isarinas. And so to v'loig yechad mishnei loigin. You're bringing one loig from two different loigin, because you're bringing one of chalas and one of rekikin, and you're dividing, potentially, taking half from the chalas, its loig of oil, and half of the wine, and you're bringing half from this one. How could you go ahead and do that when you're bringing from two different menachas? Says the Gemara, Shamin l'Reb Shimon Dam. We hear Reb Shimon that he says that if someone's bringing a flour offering, Imhevi Isar Nechad Mishnei Yisrainis, Shimon says this halacha. Says if you bring one Isar from two different Yisrainis, and the Loig Echad Mishnei Loigin, one Loig from two different Loigin, meaning he brings two Yisrainim and two Loigin, and he says, this is Rabbi Shimon's novelty, which is exactly what we need to answer the Gemara's question. I want to take half from this one and half from this one for my obligation and let the rest be in the Dava. Yatza, he has to fulfill this obligation. Which Rashi says, we don't know where Reb Shimon says this, but therefore that answers the question that, yeah, exactly, we could say the Mishnah is like that, because although he said only he's going to bring one Isaron, he could bring it from two different strangeness, and although it's, he's taking half and half, and maybe it's really one, that's not a problem. You could go ahead and mix and match according to Reb Shimon. But the Gemara continues asking, but a mikmet hechi kamat. But how exactly do you do the mincha when you donate a mincha? So you take a kmitza of it, which is burnt on the mizbeach. How do you do the kmitza on this flour offering, which we're not sure which one he had donated, which you're saying you're going to be combining two different flour offerings into one mincha, which we said that because you have all these possibilities, according to Reb Shimon, of the chalas and rikikin. So what are you going to say? Because the mas nivama, he'll stipulate and he'll say, which this is the theme Abaye was saying, we're saying according to Reb Shimon, if they're separate, it's only chalas or only rikikin. So Amri, I'm going to say the kokemitzna mechalas lahava chalas. So because obviously one's now the chayva and one's a nedava. So the fistful that he's taking from the loaves should be for the loaves. The kokemitzna merikikin lahava rikikin. The one that he's taking for the wafers should be for the wafers. And imechtz rikikin mechtzachas. Let's say, which according to Reb Shimon, we have the possibility. Let's say the mincha he had made, which he doesn't remember anymore, was half rikikin and half chalas. So Amri, I'll say, okay, the kokemitzna mechalas, that which I'm taking the fistful from the loaves, from that flour, from that chala, lahava amechtzachas umechtz rikikin, should be really, that kemitza should be half of it for the chala ones and half for the rikikin, because that's the mincha, it's a combination of the two. Udu kamitzma merikikin, and that which I'm taking kamitza from the wafer mincha, also lahava mechzer kikin, the mechzachal should be half of this and half of this one, because that's the mincha of chayva having, okay, the rest I'll bring half of that and half of that for nadava. And that has the Gemara, but vabaye mikmitzchad koimitz michal, he says we contain top of kovav manal from merikikin, but how can you do that? If your mincha is half and half, so then your kamitza has to be half and half. If that's the one mincha, which we're saying according to Reb Shimon, you're saying he's the town of the Mishnah, that's a possibility, then that means your mincha is chalas and rikikin. So you should have to take from the chalas and rikikin, you have to crumble it together, that's how the minchas mafia, the baked minchas are done, and take one fistful from both of them, yet that's not what you're doing over here, because as the Gemara continues, the kokomets michalas and rikikin, but the way you're doing it now is you're taking from the chalas and the rikikin, or rikikin the chalas. You're only taking a fistful of chalas and a fistful of rikikin. How is that working for if your mincha is the other half when you're only taking from one a kmitza and the other one a kmitza? Says the Gemara here too, like we answered before. Shamin l'Reb Shimon d'Ama, we have heard Reb Shimon who he says, as is brought early in the Samach Gimel and Beis and Perikol Manoches Beis Matza, that im kometz, if someone's doing a kmitza where, yeah, let's say it's half and half, the ola b'yodim me'echad al shneim, so he really has to take in his fistful, half of the rikik and half of the chalas. But says Reb Shimon, let's say when he's taking the kmitza, he ends up taking from only one type, which is for both types, yatzeh has to fulfill his obligation. So therefore, yeah, although he's taking only from chalas separately and rikikin separately, that one kmitza of one type could work for the other half, which is really from another type. But the Gemara continues asking, but v'ikam meister shemen, but there's the leftover oil. What this is referring to, as the Gemara said in Daf Ein Hey and Aleph, that if there's a flour offering that's brought, which according to Reb Shimon can be brought half chalas and half rikikin, what's the halacha? Because there's many different procedures with the oil, how that's mixed together with the mincha. What is done is, as we said, you bring a loiga of oil, and you divide it, half go to the chalas and half go to the rikikin. Now, what you do with the oil, with the chalas, with the loaves, it actually gets mixed together. And with wafers, can't get mixed together. So rather, they smear the wafers on the entire surface of those rikikin. Now, what do you do with the leftover oil? You have half chalas, half rikikin. So it's returned to the chalas and it's mixed into the chalas. Now, in contrast, if let's say the only mincha he's bringing over here is only rikikin, so then there the halach is, so you smear it like a chi, which is like a semicircle, and the rest of the oil is eaten by the kahanim. So I asked the Gemara, now we said according to Reb Shimon, you're only going to bring five when you're not sure which type you brought, even though it could be all these different combinations. So he said, because yeah, we'll stipulate and say whatever should be. The problem is, the mechtz chalas and mechtz rikikin, if let's say he had said that he's going to bring half of them chalas and half of them rikikin, so if that was really the mincha he had donated, so meisa shemen achzir l'chalas, like we mentioned just before, so the leftover oil has to go back and be mixed into the loaves. But ikulu rikikin amma, we don't know what he said. If he had said he's entirely bringing only the wafer type, meisa shemen nechel kahanim, then the leftover oil has to be eaten by the kahanim. So which one do you do? You don't know. So how could you only bring these two types and not mix it and bring another 11 types because of the problem you run into? What do you do with the leftover oil? Does the kahanim eat it or does it get mixed into the chalas? Says the Gemara, it's not difficult because Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. This they were saying that our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon is how Reb Shimon ben Yehuda holds in Reb Shimon. The time like London Bryce, Reb Shimon Yehuda, I'm a Mishum Reb Shimon. He says the name of Reb Shimon. In this case, when you have Mechtz Chalas and Mechtz Rikikin, he disagrees with the opinion we quoted before on two points. First of all, Moishchen Kiminchi, he holds that what actually you do is on the Rikikin, you don't do cover, you don't smear the entire surface. All you do is you go around like in the semicircle. And additionally, and this is the main point, the leftover oil is eaten by the Kohanim, like the classic case when it's brought only from Rikikin, and therefore either way you look at it, the leftover oil from the Rikikin is going to be eaten by the Kohanim anyway. So it doesn't make a difference what's the type that he's bringing, because the Chalas are being treated as it is. The question was, what do we do with Rikikin? If it's Mechz Rikikin, Mechz Chalas has to be put back into the Chalas, but if it's only Rikikin, then it has to be eaten by the Kohanim. And we say, no, we're going like Reb Shimon Yehuda and Reb Shimon, who says either way it's eaten by the Kohanim, and therefore it's not difficult, and therefore we could still maintain our interpretation of Abaye, the Tanah of a Mishnah is like Reb Shimon.